Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it! It's time for episode 621 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Turkey 2022. On the road back to summer, I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Morris, a.k.a. Starred. What's up, Starred?
How's it going, man? I'm back in my hometown for Thanksgiving.
Oh, right
on.
I'm
in that acclimation zone. It's like day one.
NorCal Thanksgiving.
But it's nice up here. The leaves are bright. All the fall colors are still in. It's very nice.
Nice. I'm sure you'll send us pictures for our Instagram.
Yes.
The Chartists, they crave pictures
sure.
of the turning leaves. Speaking of Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that our next guest is here.
Me too.
Here she comes now. Guess what, gang? You can see her in Madison and Toronto in the coming weeks, and her podcast and merch is in a mall near you. Please welcome to the charts, Jackie Kashian.
Yay!
Yay!
It happened. Yay.
It happened. You're here.
I'm here. Brett, what city are you in? San Francisco? Where are you?
No, Silicon Valley. I am very close to where Theranos was. Oh, Elizabeth Holmes. Right on.
Be thankful for that, you're not in jail with her.
Right. What about a theremin? What about that instrument, right? That's a music thing.
Yeah,
a theremin. Yeah.
I know things.
That's a good hybrid between pheromones and a theremin.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pheromones.
If you like that, check out my second rap album, Master of Pheromonies.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, please. Yeah. Now I'm going to go check out your second album, Master
right
of Pheromonies.
Right on. We got to check out each other's records.
I got records. I got a record that's nowhere except for on my website and wherever you can buy it, because there's terribles in the world of Pandora.
Spotify. Right on. Do you want to talk about that controversy, or are you tired of talking about?
Yeah, I'm slightly tired of talking about it, but people don't know that nobody's albums, a lot of comics, they're not airing them.
Yeah, a lot of albums got pulled because of some backroom negotiations or whatever.
Yeah, there was some weird lawsuit, and then some people got caught in the crossfire. Me and all five of my albums.
Did you say this was Pandora? This was a Pandora thing?
Yeah, Pandora, okay. SiriusXM, and Spotify.
Oh, wow.
Spotify's got my first four back on, but not my newest one, because my label was on the forefront of the shenanigans. And so Pandora and SiriusXM are like, we're not going to do anything they ever do. And Sirius and XM didn't like my last label guy either. So
is there a way to sneak those onto like a fake sounding label and just
sort of re-release?
Taylor Swift had to re-record her stuff. That's to get around something like
that's what I've been encouraged to do, but I can't remember a lot
Jackie's
of my
version.
I'd wanna
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
To come out and do them again is tough as a comic, for sure.
Right, right. You're just like, oh, yeah, I've been married for too many years for me to be talking about dating that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, dating's tough, and your husband's sitting in the front row.
He's like, didn't we promise to be, wasn't our sexuality monogamy? Wasn't that our thing? And so, too funny. That's what now I've that decided my sexuality is. Yeah.
All right. Oh, you've got, are we getting your pronouns correct?
We're getting my pronouns, getting my sexuality, right, getting hey, going.
Like, it would be funny to hear a comic do super old material and just from all these periods yeah. that just do not match their current life.
Punk rock, you guys. I remember in the 80s.
And, I saw, it was Neil Hamburger once. He was doing this whole like bit about Whitney Houston, but it was like perfectly out of date. It was like, you know, just like a few years out, and that was obviously like the funny part of it, but it was so funny. He kept coming back to Whitney Houston jokes.
I have a very basic question about Neil Hamburger. Is that his real last name?
No.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for playing. just checking in.
Yeah.
It's I had my first grade teacher's last name was Burger, and we used to call her Hamburger. And it wasn't kind. We were not kind no. 6-year-olds, it turns out. We were
traumatizing your teacher. Yeah. What about hamburger? Will that be on the menu at the Thanksgiving household of the Cajuns?
We're going places. We're going to go. My sister's coming to town. She's got some in-laws. We're going to go there. We're going to bring sweet potato something. And right. It's going to be one of those potlucky things. I like her in-laws that I know, but I understand there's going to be a lot of what are called strangers there.
Yeah.
Ever since the lockdown, man, I'm not great. The reintegration into society has been, it was dodgy back then. Yeah,
I don't even think they liked that at the first Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like it was uneasy back then.
And here's what I'll say about Thanksgiving is that I'm keeping it. I'm keeping Thanksgiving. I can be grateful about other things. I don't have to be grateful about the fucking pilgrims. I'm going to be grateful about separate items.
Yeah, it's for you.
Yeah.
You're grateful to be on the road, making people laugh, spreading joy throughout the world.
Spreading joy. Where was I? I was in Houston. And then before that, I was in Austin. And then before that, I was in Minneapolis. So I'm around, you guys.
Right, Jackie, you said you're in Madison right now?
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. Well, actually, I leave right after Thanksgiving. Like the week after Thanksgiving, I'm in Madison. The week after that, I'm in Toronto.
Nice.
So
I saw Madison for the first time this year, and it seemed like a lovely place.
It's so lovely.
I didn't know what I expected, and it seems so fun.
It's like, have you been to Bloomington, Indiana? Have you been to Burlington, Vermont? Have you been to Ann Arbor, Michigan? Have you been to Portland, Oregon 20 years ago?
Without the bridges.
Without the bridges. Exactly. We got lakes. There's a bunch of people. You can windsurf on the lake in the winter, like with skis.
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried that?
No, this doesn't accelerate. I don't strap anything on my feet that make me go faster. Nope. I'll drive a bike anyway.
Right on.
Not a motorcycle. I don't know how. But a motor scooter. I've always been cool, you guys.
Are Vespas big up there in the cold country? Do those things run in the winter?
I think they do run in the winter, but I have not seen them. The craziest place I ever saw the Vespa motorbike business that made me want to get into it was Hanoi, Vietnam.
Whoa. Really?
Family of four with groceries on a moped. I was like, you guys, I want to figure out how to. That's balance.
That's a balance, family. Yeah.
That's a family that knows exactly their place in the world, which is attached to a parent, holding on like a 4-year-old holding on tight. You know, it's pretty great.
It's like family Cirque du Soleil for survival.
It feels it. And then there's like 30 of them, and they all know where they're going. There's a rule in Hanoi, Vietnam. There's no lights, right? So when you cross the street, there are lights. But what they said was when you want to cross the street, just cross. Do not. And then
trust in. Yes.
That's it.
It's like The Matrix. Just trust, like a segue. You'll just get there.
It's like it's that Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice you
just
work.
Walk across the chasm.
Faith.
Look at that. I'm thankful for that synchronicity that just happened right there.
It's nice. That looks like the cup of a carpenter. Let's do this.
Right on. Okay. Hey, let's get into this week's music chart. First, I will wrap the history of recorded music. Here we go. Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next? NFTs. Tunes. All right. Here we go. What is our music chart this week?
All right. We got the Spotify Top USA Tracks.
Nice.
This, so coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Taylor Swift continues her domination with Lavender Haze. You handle it beautifully. All this shit is new to me.
Wow.
That's
Pop
cool.
Pop has gotten so quiet. Yeah.
I don't mind that. I don't know a lot about Taylor Swift. So I kind of, what's it called? Midnight?
Lavender Haze, like Purple Haze, but a little different. Lavender Haze.
And what's the name of that album?
The album is Midnights.
It is Midnights.
Plural Midnights. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to buy it right now.
Well, right on. Or you could just go down to Target. There's an 80-foot display right when you walk in. There's no choice but to buy a Taylor Swift.
An 80-foot Taylor Swift animatronic.
I don't know if I just bought it or if I just, because ever since my problem with Spotify and Pandora, I only listen to music on Amazon. Is that weird?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, so you think you just went and bought the album that fast off of the one song?
Yeah.
Damn. Are you an impulse buyer? That's quick.
Well, and I don't know anything. I mean, I don't buy that many albums, and I've only listened to You Need to Calm Down. That's the last song of hers I heard.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I either bought it or I just added it to my library of songs.
Right. And when does a Jackie Cation listen to music usually?
Jackie Cation listens to music. Here's my favorite thing to do. Got to stop the voices. Right, Howard? Here we go.
Yes, Brad. I was going to bring this up, actually.
It's the way. So I'm on an airplane. I'm in an airport. I got the headphones on. Always listening to music. I keep adding to what is called my airplane list. It currently has 100 songs on it. I just bought the new, I bought the soundtrack to Wakanda Forever, too. I did not know that I had purchased that either. I thought that I had just. I pay $7 a month for Amazon, right? I thought I could just stream it. And
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
But no, $10.99 happened. Anyway, but So I listen to it there, but I get on the plane, right? I get on the plane. What I like to fly Delta. They got the movies. They got movies that are captioned. I got a book in my bag. So what I like to do, listen to the music, watch a captioned movie, read my book.
Oh my God.
All
so your brain is never left alone for 1 second.
No, we don't need that. We don't need that. The society doesn't want that.
And so you're concentrating on the book, and then the music's just kind of in the background. And then when are you looking up at the movie?
I look up at a slow spot in the book, and I'm like, and I'm usually it's a movie I've seen before, right? We're talking Indiana Jones, Last Crusade.
Okay,
just watched it on the Delta. Wow. Casablanca. Just watch Casablanca again. Both Frozen movies also available.
Using Delta's free headphones or you got your own?
I have several pairs of Delta's free headphones that I don't want any part of because then I can't listen to my music.
Right.
But here's where it backfires. Sometimes I'm in the car and I want to both listen to music and an audiobook.
Oh, that's tough.
Not going to
happen. You need a self-driving. You need self-driving.
I do need self-driving. And so that would be great.
It's incredible to me that you brought that up because I was going to bring it up. But let's listen to track number four, and I'll tell you afterwards.
Sure.
Okay.
By the way, I think that is a chart first to have a guest purchase the album as we're talking about it. So congratulations.
Okay. Yeah, to buy something right as we're listening
right.
to it. Yeah, that's never happened before. Congratulations.
I did something new, you guys. I did.
Yeah,
I
mean, you really broke new ground.
We're on episode three. I mean, that's a meaningful record right there.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, all we really hope for in this podcast is to like have any sort of influence over anyone out there, you know, teach someone something about just what's worked. Happening in culture, and this is like live, real time.
Instant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, for the next four tracks, just put some of my Dragon Boy Suede tracks on.
Excellent.
Get four sales out of this.
Get it.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Sam Smith and Kim Petras with Unholy.
Uh-oh. Racy stuff.
Saucy.
That sounded great.
Yeah.
I did that not buy it, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's more of a dance floor, you know, dance club.
We can't expect you to buy every single one of these.
Right. I can't buy five albums right now.
Right.
Hey, so the fact that you brought up the reading and the Stop the Voices, there's a bit you do, right? Mm-hmm. It's about, you talk about it on stage about how you'll read anything. You'll just grab any book and you'll read it because you got to stop those voices.
That's
so ever since I've heard that, that bit's a few years old, right?
Yeah.
That bit's been around for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since I heard that, every time I lose interest in a book, I'm always like, why wouldn't you keep reading it? Like Jackie Cation would keep reading it. Like I'm always like, the voices are just going to come back. But it's like, when I can't get into a book, I feel bad. It's like you shaming me for not continue reading.
Here's what you need to know also, is that I have stopped reading a book.
Oh, okay. You can't stop. You
I can't. No, I can't stop.
You can.
I have literally, because when I'm saying that I read anything, I read some crap, Howard Kramer. Like I'll be reading some poorly written nonsense, and sometimes it'll take me out of it so bad that I will literally whip it across the hotel room toward the garbage. And then,
have you ever done that on a plane?
No, but I have left it in the back of the thing. Luckily, I always have three books. I have, and then Kindle, which I can only do rereads on. I get like books that I've loved that I will have on the Kindle. I got The Lord of the Rings.
Why won't you read a new book that you haven't read on Kindle?
I don't know. The screen, it's so much screen time. I get kind of, it's hard to, I fall asleep. And then if a book falls on me, it's okay. If my phone falls on me, it bops me in the teeth.
Yeah.
It's a physical punishment.
Well, how could you not be interested? And,
So you got, what are the three you're working on right now?
I just finished a new mystery series my sister-in-law turned me on to. Jennifer Weather, whatever. I don't know her last name offhand. It's
so you don't
Maisie.
Read the covers. You don't read the covers. Or,
well, it's called Maisie Dobbs. Just kidding. And it's weird. It's like a weird mystery. It's a mystery novel. I'll read mysteries and thrillers and science fiction and westerns and some merc books. Like I'll do, like
what,
you want
murder books?
Merc?
No, mercenary. You know, when you hire a mercenary and they got to go to Africa and they fight with the Mbele.
How do you specifically find those?
Yeah, what section of the store is that?
Yeah, mercenary.
It's usually with like, I don't like thriller and horrors because they scare me, but right. But I don't mind like a murder mystery one. And so I'm reading.
What about a military mystery or one of those spy things?
I've read all the Jack Reachers. I've read most of your Ross Thomas, those old thrillers. I wish I've never been able to get into Le Carre. You know, people love that guy. I can't, but I like science fiction a fair amount. I like fantasy, you know, sort of like sword and sorcery stuff. And I've read, get this, I think it's 3 nonfiction books in the last 5 years.
Huh? Wow.
I would like a parade because nonfiction is not my strong suit.
How come? What's wrong with nonfiction?
I don't know. It gets it's got to be sometimes they get too dry.
Okay.
But it's got to move. Yeah.
But do you like being informed about the real world, or it's always like make-em-ups?
No. I like make-em-ups. The real world, I like Pony Express. That's how I like my news. 2 weeks late with a lot of analysis. I if I can't fix Ukraine, I can send them $100 2 weeks later. How about that?
Right.
still going on.
If there's a vampire from those parts, you'll check out his tales.
Well, okay, so like the last 3 nonfiction books I read, it's called The Splendid and the Vile, Eric Larson. It's a memoir of Winston Churchill, but not from Winston Churchill's papers, but from all the people around him, like letters
much
and diaries.
More informative. Yeah, that's good.
Much more hilarious because they're like, what a windbag. he is self-absorbed, but he's a great dude, gives a hell of a pep talk.
Yeah.
And what I loved was kind of the pep talk. I needed the pep talk in that moment. And I also read Meyer Lansky about Havana Nocturne, it was called. And it was about him trying to found a Las Vegas in Havana, Cuba. But unfortunately, he picked Castro coming to power year. And so he lost all of his money.
Perfect,
though I believe,
if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, and he was always, one of my favorite things about him was that he was super mad at, he was super mad about Rockefeller and Carnegie. He was like, those guys were dirtbags too, but everyone remembers them nicely. And you're like, yeah, they built libraries. You built Vegas.
Yeah.
And why
pay attention to modern politics and news? I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over.
Over and over and over again. I might as well. And right.
It's so like, weird to think about a time when like Rockefeller and Carnegie were just like, just
shitbag
names in the news, that just guys doing all these things.
Yeah,
you know,
recent guys.
Elon Musk and the Bezos of today, you know, just sort of shitheads. But then they just found these libraries and things just to scrub their reputation in history.
It's a nice internet scrub.
Yeah.
yeah. It's old-timey 1895 internet scrub. Well played.
It's like a Trump golf course from back in the day.
Yeah, he's going to send everybody to baseball games. Okay. What are you reading, Howard Kramer?
I'm the opposite. I read nonfiction. So
nice.
I read like Steinbeck, but not like the fiction, the travel books and stuff like that. There's one called Travels with Charlie where he just drives around the country with his dog. I mean, it's so lovable. It's so interesting. And
it's super 60s. Positive?
It's not super positive. It's just super insightful.
Okay.
He drives around and it's during the 60s civil rights movement. So he gets a whole different picture when he goes down south. But it's just super interesting.
That sounds great.
It's like Mark Twain stuff where he would travel around, and there's one where he just rides in a stagecoach in the 1800s, and it was the only way to get across country.
Yeah.
And he's just ripping on everything he sees. Like, he stops at a station house and the people are so stupid and it's so dirty and dumb, and he just like cracks on it the way, you know, anybody we know would make fun of it today.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of that stuff's a real revelation to read because you just never get that view of the old West, you know.
Yeah, right. I read a Douglas Adams book, the guy who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, nonfiction about endangered species, and it's called Last Chance to See. and written in like the 90s, I think. And he travels around New Zealand and makes fun of endangered species. It's actually pretty amazing. It's,
like, just of course you're endangered because you're so stupid and useless.
I think he's making fun of it. I don't think he does. He can't make fun of the endangered. I think he makes fun of people for, he's like, look how cool this weird animal is. Why would you be a dick?
Right.
And yeah, it's like that. Right, it's just pretty, yeah, it's better. But he was really funny. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I would have had no idea that that guy wrote nonfiction.
You know? Yeah, right? Me neither. Have you ever wanted to write a book? Have you ever written a book, Brett?
Howard? Not really. I'm just like, I like jokes because they're short and to the point. It's just
easier.
Like the opposite instinct.
I love the idea of writing one.
Yeah, me too. How much would I have loved to have written a book?
Right. I love the idea that I know that some people do where they write like a newsletter or they'll have like a blog or an ongoing thing.
Substack.
And then like 4 years later, they have enough of those things. They just shove them all in a book and it's like, whoa, I wrote a book. Yep. I feel like that's the only way I could do it.
Jimmy Buffett works that way. A page a day. And then after 400 days, I got a book. And have you ever tried to read one of those? Those are tough.
All right. Good to know.
Two daily. Yeah. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. I had this song in my head yesterday. Can I bite your tongue like my bad habit? Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? Now you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. There it is. Okay. The sound of today.
You know, Jackie, he makes that whole record on his phone while he's traveling around. It's just all on his phone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. Like he has an app?
Yeah, he's just recording on it. That's like one of the guys out of one of your Reacher novels with one of his wacky gadgets.
Right. He's just, well, except for the you're talking Spencer for Hire. That's a Spencer for Hire novel.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Your Reacher novels. Reacher's, you know, Reacher travels from town to town. He just has an ATM card and a foldable toothbrush.
Oh, yeah. He's on Amazon Prime, Reacher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you watch that?
I did see the first season of that. And that guy did a really good job. I've tried to follow his Instagram and he's a little Jesus-y for me.
That's the way that someone would be though in real life. Like anyone that big and buff. He wouldn't just be a perfectly normal guy.
Yeah,
I mean? Especially if he's a killer, Reacher.
Right. He's got to get some sort of Zen from somewhere. And if for some reason he chose that branch of Zen-ness.
Right on. I guess he's not the first action guy to be kind of Christian Bible-y. Yeah.
Bible-y. Because I don't, you know, I got me some Jesus, but it's not a bossy Jesus. It's not one that's all mad.
Right on.
My Jesus is pretty mellow. Let me just tell you.
Chill Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is there a girl boss Jesus?
Oh, if there isn't, there ought to be.
There should be.
Yeah. So what do you guys do? Do you guys have to pay for when you play the songs, right?
Hey, don't say that on air.
Oh, no. Feel free.
No, I think it falls under parody laws or something like that.
You good. Play
a
little
bit. Yeah, we're doing a parody of all of these songs.
Subtle. No, there is some type of rule like that where if you're teasing it or something, fair it's okay use. To play. Fair use. There you go.
Oh, fair use. Okay.
We're playing just a snippet and we are genuinely reviewing each song. We're talking about the song that is playing. We're discussing what it means. It would be
More than I've seen on Pornhub. I'll be honest. I mean, they'll just
play a tune.
It.
Yeah,
the whole song's going. Watch Gene Simmons' sex tape.
He's not paying. Foreigner.
It's got Foreigner. I want to know what love is. The whole thing. Check it out, gang.
Yeah, you know what he should have done is just review the song at least while he's doing it. Yeah.
While he's doing it, while you said doing it.
Doing it, yeah.
You talked about penises.
Yeah. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Taylor Swift again with Anti-Hero. Wow.
Jackie, stay away from the computer. Don't buy
she's
it.
Already got this one.
I think she already bought it.
So have you, are you up to date on this whole Ticketmaster situation?
I was seeing stuff about that. I am not.
So basically, I can't tell you every detail, but basically Taylor Swift's, you know, fan base is so big at this point that they apparently just like broke the Ticketmaster system completely for this tour she announced.
Wow.
The part of the funny thing to me, we've joked about it before on the show, that it seems like a lot of Taylor Swift fans are like somewhat new to music or something. Like,
yeah, they're almost, young people.
Yeah,
yes.
New to the system. So there's a lot of outrage that they didn't get the tickets they were hoping for.
They had to wait,
you know, hours before the sale came on board and the Ticketmaster website wasn't working right. And it's like, part of me is definitely like, have you bought a single ticket before? That's every concert.
Okay, boomer. But, sorry, I haven't been to as many shows. No, as
but
you.
Then you know the positive side to it is like maybe Taylor Swift is big enough at this point that someone can take on Ticketmaster because they've been one of the worst companies for like you know as long as I've been alive. Like,
whoa, I'm on Twitter right now. It says Elon Musk just bought Ticketmaster.
Oh, great.
Finally.
He'll fix it.
He'll fix it.
They're $8 now.
I heard people were calling him Elmo Musk. It seems like harsh on Elmo.
Yeah. Don't ruin my memories.
Did you see where, I think like this is where my brain finally snapped on Twitter a little bit, where he started tearing apart Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
He's like Trent.
That was today.
Trent, quote, Nine Inch Nails Reznor, which is the lamest way of saying it. He's like, turns out he's a big baby. But then you could sort of sense that maybe he was a little hurt that Trent Reznor had left. Like,
yeah.
Because
he's such a manly type of guy.
Yeah. And then someone was like, Trent's never been a manly type. He's just always, like, they're going, it's just.
It's weird.
It's really like through the looking glass.
I'll weigh in. I he is a crybaby, though.
Trent?
Trent Reznor?
I was up above it. Now I'm down in it. Hey, get over it, Snowflake. I was up above it.
Now go see Howard Kramer play stadiums.
I'm amazed you didn't quote Hurt. You didn't quote Hurt. You quote like a jam from the first album.
Those are the ones I know. When those depressing kind of songs, guys, I always know just their first one.
That album's so driving, so upbeat.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the soundtracks he's been doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Atticus Finch, whatever he's doing.
Does he have an Atticus Finch?
Atticus Finch.
There's some guy named Atticus. He's always doing something. But I always just picture, To Kill a Mockingbird.
That's amazing. But I remember Pearl Jam going after Ticketmaster in '92 or something.
Right.
And I remember the sentiment back then was like, how dare tickets ever go above $30?
Right.
Remember that? It was like that that truly inspired outrage in people. And now they're like, you know, $800.
Right. It's like, I'm going to spend $2,000 just to see this. And somebody, it was Virginia Jones, stand-up comic, went and saw Flaming Lips last night. And my musical knowledge is so dodgy. It's always great when I own an album. I got a Flaming Lips album.
Soft Bulletin?
Yoshimi.
Oh, yeah.
Yoshimi. Nice.
Yeah, that's the one I bought.
That's like
a concept album, too.
It feels credible. People, even Virginia was like, oh, that's a good one. So I feel,
strong choice.
I have one in album. LA? Yeah, I think it was in the bowl. I was thinking it was at the bowl.
Okay. Right on. You got if you got one.
I usually have one album of many different, it's weird.
Yeah.
Like I buy.
Like a big album, like T Swift, like you just picked up T Swift.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that. But every couple of years, like I have one Common album. I have one Lupe Fiasco album.
More than I do. That's good.
And so. And then I like soundtracks because they mix them up, right? various artists. Right on.
Yeah, you get the sampler. Yeah. Do you ever whip an album across the room? This thing sucks.
Nope, but I do like to delete it from a playlist. Wakanda Forever, which I just bought. I'm gonna have to cherry pick that because some
sticking
of it
sticking up on the ceiling.
Some of it. It's I still got the CD player. I sell CDs. I sell CDs really? And DVDs at my shows, and I'm always like, you guys. This is a compact disc. Yes. Does anyone still have this device?
Yeah, you can hang it up on your wall.
This is the most expensive coaster you've ever wanted to own. Let's do this.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you, do they sell better away from the coast?
They...
Like the physical merch?
Well, since my mother-in-law moved in, I can't get to my t-shirts, so I've been bringing them more often because they're easier to get to, my albums, and I have hundreds of them in my garage, so I might as well try to get rid of, but I'm not selling a lot of them.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're $20 each when they're, if you go online, you can get all of my albums, I think, for $9.99 each.
Right.
Or you could listen to them for free on YouTube, Apple, or Amazon.
There you go. But screw Pandora because you can't get it on there.
You can't get them at all.
Yeah.
Very disappointing, quite honestly. Financially. Right, financially. Not even going to lie to you. Financially disappointing. So.
All right. So buy some of Jackie's stuff. Make up for that Pandora money.
Definitely. Damn right.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Drake and 21 Savage with Rich Flex. Is in my ear, your whole fleet. Why my ass be posting guns and only use they feet?
Like an athlete, I got. Whoa. What? Need to
remember who y'all. What a switch up.
That's all just one song?
Yeah.
I know, I was thinking that too. It's like three songs already. If I'm busy, then fuck no. You need to find you
someone else to call when your bank account get low. All right.
That shtick of him singing like that is the longest running shtick anyone's ever gotten away with in the history of popular music.
I mean,
music.
That's just his style at this point, right?
He just makes up shit on the spot. It's just like, it sounds so made up with auto-tune.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing.
But check out Jackie. She'll be in Drake's hometown of Toronto.
Drake's from Toronto.
Yeah. You'll come to a show.
I don't have any Drake. I got no Drake.
There you go. Congrats. You're one of the few.
Okay. Should I get a Drake? Is there a good Drake that I should get?
I wouldn't know which one to recommend. They all sound very similar to me. But you know what? He's so unavoidable just wherever you go, if you're at a Chipotle or something.
Oh, right. So I've heard Drake. I've filled my gas tank up is what you're saying.
If you liked what you just heard, you know, what you just heard is what you're going to get.
I'm okay then. It's all right. Yeah. I do like, there is some really funny lyrics going on in pop music.
Sure.
People, whoever's writing those songs, and I think we're singer-songwriters now, right? Everybody's singer-songwriters?
Yeah. Producer types. Yep.
Yeah. And so they're writing they're stupid funny. Like, it's pretty great. Like, I have that Silk Sonic.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I have that album.
Yeah.
And the Leave the Door Open.
Sure, yeah.
Where he's like, if you, what is it? If you like something like, if you like to get high, I have the haze. That's not it. It's not if you like to get high. I think it's if you like weed or if you like something, I have the haze. And then he said, and if you're hungry, he says, I have fillets, but I swear to God, I thought he was saying I have the Lays. And, because Lays, who
I can afford potato chips.
I can afford potato chips, and you will enjoy potato chips if you are Stony Magoo. If you are stoned, you might like a crunch, right? You don't need a fillet. That seems like a waste on someone who's all stoned. Fillet. Right.
Some guys might just get you high. They're not going to also have the chips around.
They might not have dinner for you, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's something about like colloquialisms in lyrics that always, it's always that's like interesting.
Surprise me.
Yeah, it's always surprising to hear that.
It's like when stand-up comics do sort of real, like I do tend to go with a pop culture reference.
Yeah.
Sometimes, and people are always shocked. It's kind of, it can be a little bit of an easy laugh, but I liked it. But if I've used it correctly, it's not an easy laugh. There was a craft there.
But
people are surprised and are kind of psyched about it.
And, it's legit. And,
right. It's legit, but it also has that recognition laugh that sometimes
can
be played for laughs, you know?
For sure.
I love hearing stand-ups like break down the types of laughs that I always enjoy that. Like there's many categories of laughs.
There are.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like a wiggly shouty guy?
Wiggly shouty guy.
Wiggly shouty guy.
Live wire.
He's a live wire. I said that once to Brian Regan. I said, you know, that guy's a bit of a wiggly shouty guy. And he looks at me and goes, I'm a wiggly shouty guy.
That's what I was thinking.
And I said, but you wrote jokes to go with the wiggly and shouty. That guy is all just wiggle and shout. Right. And he's like, oh, okay. But I like that he was like, hey, man, I'm a wiggly shouty
guy. Tell me what the wiggly is about. Is it like he's throwing his hands around?
There's a twitch. There's an energy. There's an unsettledness, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm a little bit of a wiggly shouty. I don't shout so much, but I'm a wiggly. You know what I am? I'm wiggly fast talker. I'm a monumental fast talker.
Get right in there.
I get right in there, especially if the jokes aren't done. Because I'm like, oh, I got to try to get this joke out 16 more times before I can find the nine punchlines that it will eventually have. So. Right.
It preempts them not laughing. You know, you just get in there and start talking.
Yeah.
And then if they give me any guff, I'm like, you got the rest of your lives to laugh at this shit. I only get 45 minutes up here.
Limited time offer.
I like that.
Exactly. Well, right on. That was what's going on in pop music. And we'll be right back with the TV chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind cooking for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot, it's delicious, it's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave, and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guest, Jackie Kashian, and Brett Morris.
Yay!
And this is the TV chart.
Woo!
Boo! Deep Netflix. Deep Hulu. Chart. Amazon. Deep iTunes. Deep HBO Go.
Max.
Russian streams. Watch the screen.
I haven't done the Russian streams in a while where you just steal stuff off of the internet.
Yeah. Those days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were asking me for a sports link a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're going to air out my criminal questions.
Oh, you can chop it.
No, I'm joking. No, I was curious, like, what people are doing these days.
Red Zone from Russians. It was a funny thing to get from Russia. It was NFL Red Zone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't done it this season, but I want to. I want to get back into it.
There's a Russian Avengers movie where the head of the Avengers is an Armenian guy.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Whoa. Wow.
It's weird. He's like
it's not just
called Guardians or something.
It's a whole other movie.
It's a whole other movie that's super mediocre, and I thoroughly enjoyed it start to finish.
Is it a recent one or like
from the
80s?
He turns into a bear. No, no, it's recent. Happened like in the last, well, maybe last 5-10 years.
Wow.
So not super new. It's got the word Guardians in it.
Okay, we're doing the Netflix chart.
Oh, okay. Wow.
We haven't done this in a while. I think it's great. I think people are
home. I
didn't
know they did a Netflix chart. That's
well,
cool.
Yeah, I guess these are the top five things on their algorithm.
Okay.
Are we doing a combo of TV shows and movies? Or is this just TV shows?
It says top 10 TV shows in the U.S. today.
Okay.
That's what it says. I think it's TV.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Manifest.
Manifest.
Let me play this for you guys.
No one can explain what happened to us on April 7th, 2013. Some people called it impossible. Others called it a miracle. All I know is it was the day my life changed.
But it can't be explained? Okay, I'm out.
If you'd seen us that afternoon, you probably would have.
That was easy.
Oh, my God. It's like people come back after the snap. Did you see what this is about? When a plane mysteriously lands years after takeoff,
the
people on board.
Oh, yeah.
A plane mysteriously lands years after they took off. The people on board return to a world that has moved on without them and face strange new realities.
This is great. Jackie's filling in like a good co-host. She's doing
That's
the
crazy.
Descriptions.
I like that. What are you doing next? Yeah.
There's four seasons of it, you guys.
Four seasons.
Damn. Wow. Is it a foreign deal? Is it
an English speaking. Melissa Roxburgh, Josh Dallas, Athena Karkinis, and created by somebody named Jeff Rake. I'm looking for work, wow.
Jeff.
If you're listening.
Get it together, Jeff.
I don't know. It seems to me like pandemic. We're already going through that right now. Why do I need to?
I'm not doing it. It feels like in the Marvel universe when Thanos snapped and then they came back. I mean, it was amazing. Did you guys see Wakanda? Not Wakanda. Did you see WandaVision? That was the first time when somebody was reanimated. When it was like when we saw somebody come back from dust, and it was Monica Rambeau. And and I was like, oh, I would like to see more of this. And then we got to, it turns out, in the following, you know, 19 things that Marvel did.
Right. Hey, Tarantino's been saying things against MCU. Just now he said that the actors aren't the stars. The characters are the stars. So it's like they're not really legit movie stars in that sense.
Ooh. Wow. It turns out his movies, you know who's the star, real stars of his movies? Other movies he saw.
Yeah. That is.
It's a little cold. It's a little bit of a burn for the Tarantino heads out there.
That is as pointed as that. I mean, that is succinct and perfectly said.
Yeah. Accurate, too.
Yeah. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Pepsi, where's my jet?
The more Pepsi you drink, the more great stuff you're going to get.
Play that again.
Pepsi.
Whoa. What is this? No, Pepsi came up. I don't care what anybody else.
This is really interesting. I think it's about when Pepsi ran a campaign where they claimed it was like a sweepstakes, and they claimed like if you bought enough Pepsi or whatever it was, if you got enough tickets, you could win a jet, like a Harrier jet.
And that was
they
real?
They advertised it on the commercial, and some guy tried to test it and actually see if they would, you know, honor that. And of course, they didn't.
Oh, so it's like a doc series.
And then they claimed it was
a
joke.
Thing?
And yeah, so it's a doc series about that whole episode.
What was that, a recent campaign
that was,
or something?
That was
the
in
80s
the 80s.
That feels like an 80s says, kind of ad campaign.
Yeah, I think it was. It says, when a 20-year-old attempts to win a fighter jet in a Pepsi sweepstakes, he sets the stage for a David versus Goliath court battle for the history books.
Wow.
Because he really took it to him. He was like, you advertised that this was possible. And then they sort of tried to say, oh, you know, of course.
We were kidding.
Not, you know,
we're not giving you a jet.
No jet, kid.
We found
I mean, now
loophole.
That would just be a Twitter controversy. He would have tweeted, I don't think it's fair. And it'd be like one day of a news cycle. But back in the 80s, it's right. Like you could get some real traction with it.
Wow. It's clearly a joke. All right.
Don't buy any Pepsi, Jackie.
All right. I'm not a Pepsi person. Coke or Pepsi, you guys, if you had to drink a soda pop right there.
Oh, me, Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. That's my stuff.
Eminem did it all on Diet Coke.
Right. I saw 8 Mile. I know what's going on. I got an Eminem album.
Which one you got?
I think I got the big one. Yeah, I might have that, or I might have the one before that. I tend to buy right before they blow them. I buy the wrong one, kind of, to some extent. But I bought the Common album before he went big, when he still lived in Chicago. Anyway.
Right on. You could claim that you're an old head. Like, hey,
right, right, right. Ground floor, KRS-One, everybody. I got all of them. Scott LaRock. Let's do this.
Anyway. I actually tried to buy their first album at a mall in New Jersey in the late 80s, and the manager laughed me out of the store. I was like, do you have Boogie Down Productions? He said, who?
What? That was the one I got, because I could. You know what got me into KRS-One was the Jimmy hat. It was a dick joke. It was the Jimmy the Jimmy hat song.
Yeah, Jim Browski.
Yeah.
And the rest of his stuff was so smart and fun.
Yeah, he was a teacher. He was the teacher.
Edutainment was where I stopped buying them, quite honestly, because he actually coined the term edutainment.
He did?
Jumped the shark with that one.
It was exhausting. He was the guy. Good for him.
Lil Wayne coined the term bling and KRS edutainment.
Mm-hmm. Knowledge reigns supreme over everyone.
Big word.
Nearly everyone.
That's used everywhere.
I know it. It has been co-opted by the man.
The man. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Crown. Back.
Not it.
Jackie calls not it. This is
the anniversary of any occasion is a time to reflect.
Reflect.
Story of Queen Elizabeth II and the political and personal events that shaped her reign.
Did Take the stick out of your butt.
I still, you know, Howard and I are big fans. I still didn't keep up with it after, you know, like season three, something like that. I need to get back into it.
It's great.
You last as long as you last. Yeah.
I'm not interested in that subject otherwise, but it was great. It got me into it. But I have to say, now that they've had the latest scandal with the Epstein, and there was just so much focus on the Royals because of that series,
yeah,
I feel like it's not the same anymore. It's like too self-referential in a way.
Mm. Yeah. I just started watching The Good Place. And oh, I can't believe that it was made, because it's so meta, right? It's you're like, wait, this is just a bunch of people riffing about a TV show, right? This isn't actually a it is.
I needed to read about what that is several times, because just watching it was so confusing.
Wait, remind me what it is.
It's sort of a defending your life, kind of like there's a... Like a heaven-y, but it's a planned golf community.
Okay.
And some lady gets put there wrong. Yeah. Somebody gets put there wrong. And Ted Danson plays a dumb architect guy of it. And it's, I mean, I would have worked. Yeah. I mean, some of it's quite funny, but it's super it's hip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's trying pretty hard.
I feel like I need an episode guide with that one.
Yeah. It's trying so hard that I like it. But I am also slightly judgmental of it, which, you know, fair or not fair. If you like it, I don't mind it. I'm watching it. So
takes a lot of energy. I think it's for a younger audience who's not jaded at all.
Right. Right. It was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a little like, oh, I see what they're doing. I don't need to watch this anymore.
But whereas a younger crowd is like all excited
about
it.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. I get that.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two,
Dead to Me.
Oh,
it's with that's been Christina out for a Applegate.
While. I was going to leave, but then I realized I have nowhere else to go. Mm-hmm. Also, there's a potential buyer in the safe room.
I thought we agreed to call it the office, though, right?
Sorry, it's just so much change.
A hot-headed widow searching for the hit-and-run driver who mowed down her husband befriends an eccentric optimist who isn't quite what she seems.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah. Is that the one with Applegate? And
yeah, Applegate, James Marsden.
Weirdly enough, my Netflix isn't all they're telling me is that it was multiple Emmy nominated and it was impeccably acted and written. I was like, well, what the hell is it about?
I thought it was like these two ladies that drink out of those big wine glasses that get into like misadventures, but it's like a little darker. It's not just like a goofy comedy.
I think it's supposed to be good.
It's a comedy. These are 30 minutes. So overwhelmed by grief and anger after her husband's sudden death, acerbic real estate agent Jen meets tender-hearted Judy at a support group. It's The Odd Couple, you guys, but with dead people, and there's a mystery. Yep.
Yes.
Whoa.
Something to keep you involved. But I believe this is the last season.
Okay. There is 3 seasons of it. We're season 3 here.
Okay, so coming in.
DVD screener.
It's free.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
1899.
Coordinates southwest of our course. We believe this message comes from the Prometheus, the ship that went missing a couple of
When mysterious ago. Events Believe. Changed the course of an immigrant ship headed for New York in 1899, a mind-bending riddle unfolds for its bewildered passengers.
On the ships of this company is rare. It can reach
German, I think.
Wow, number one, you say?
Yeah,
that's number one.
It looks kind of.
And this is a series. It's a 1-hour series.
8 episodes.
There must be murders.
I like
and
an
boobs.
8 episode series.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. That's what I liked about Falcon and Winter Soldier, Captain. Yeah. I have only MCU Captain. References, you guys. I'm
I like
so
you
sorry.
Said that in Yoda speak.
Captain and Winter Soldier. What is this?
Bermuda Triangle kind of thing, maybe.
Yes, right? Or remember the Final Countdown?
The song, yeah,
with,
I hope.
Final Countdown, with the, yeah.
No, the one with the nuclear aircraft carrier that goes back in time to December 6, 1941.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It might not be called the Final Countdown. It was Final something. But whatever it is, they're December 6 trying to figure out whether they should stop the Japanese. This has that vibe to it.
Yes, it does. 1899. I mean, can they do a second season of that? What happens?
1900 happens.
That's a new show then. That is a-
I watched this this show that has a real NCIS leverage monk, like everything your dad Castle. Watched, Castle, Bones, but it's Canadian. And there's 15 seasons of it. And it's called Murdoch's Mysteries. Mm. And it started in 1895. And they are now, my friends, in 1910. And
wow. So they're just going year by year? They could just keep going for forever.
Yeah, it's just a murder. It's a Bonesy, Castle-y, leverage-y, NCIS murder mystery, monster of the week thing. And then, of course, there's, you know, some serial killer who follows them through a season. Because 15 seasons, you got to get, you got to Joss Whedon this. You got to bring people back, right? Buffy, Charmed, Firefly. So.
Right on. Hey, we've got so many recommendations just from this chart alone that I'll be busy all throughout the holiday season. And we'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. We probably did. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
We'll start this out cold. We'll do Howard's cold pick for the week. This is Fire Rose and Billy Ray Cyrus with Time.
Turned to ashes. No fire from the flame. Now we stand here wondering, which one is to blame?
Well, anyway, the story is better than the song.
Okay.
This is Billy Ray Cyrus and Fire Rose. I don't know if you want to look the cover art of this one up, but this is his new girlfriend, and she's actually a girl that was in the Hannah Montana series that he met when she was a youngster.
No.
She's Miley's age.
No.
Can you see the cover art?
Oh, yeah.
I was just like, wait, what is this, his new protege? No, that's his lady.
Oh, wait, that's the cover I got. It's just him looking like Jesus.
Without the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you just look up cover Fire Rose, you can see plenty of pictures.
Oh, Christ.
You can't see that.
Billy Ray, what are you doing? Is he known to be such a dirtbag? Oh, there she is. Oh, look, it's his granddaughter.
Yeah. Billy Ray.
That's weird.
Who's Billy always Ray wanted to...
But anyway, they got themselves a hit and some notoriety. We'll see how far they could take it.
Yeah, he's got some
beautiful long hair these days, Billy Ray.
Like, yeah, I thought he looked like Van Helsing, Hugh Jackman and Van Helsing.
Hugh.
Or kind of a Nikki Sixx look, too, or the other guy, Mick Mars.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is Jackie's pick. This is La Vida, Snow the Product featuring E-40. I always love E-40 as a Bay Area
Snow
guy.
Is a female rapper.
Okay.
Snow the Product, I believe. Whoa,
oh, I like that.
Feel that, right?
Yeah. I gotta hear how E-40 fits into this.
This is MC Univision.
Yeah, yeah.
This is fun, though. I like it.
It's super fun.
Upbeat for a superhero soundtrack, for
well,
sure.
Well, it's because Namor.
Here's E40.
Earth is my turf, the world is my stomping ground. Out here where I'm from, everybody get down. I graduated from the turf without a cap and gown. One thing you see in the hood, a lot of black and brown. Asians, Caucasians, blacks, and Latinos. Samoans and Tongans and Filipinos. Gotta have tough skin, have hella heart. Can't be no sucker, can't be no mark. Out here with the seals, whales, and sharks. Ocean. Keep your head above water like Noah's Ark.
Ocean.
Your back gotta be stronger than your bark. Cause even when the sun out, it can get dark.
It's fun. Okay. It's very upbeat. It's like a happy
sound. It's because Namor. Because what, spoiler alert, Wakanda Forever, Namor is Mayan. He's a...
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's this awesome South American musical, you know, awesome.
Yeah, that's
vibe.
Not like a Disney movie. I mean, that sounded like Moana or Coco or something.
Right, right. It has a little Encanto. You know, don't talk about Bruno.
Well, right on. I'm excited. What about Avatar Water, Way of the Water? Are you interested in that one?
I can't do it. I was okay with it. Like, I saw it, and then it literally went, I was like, no, I get it. Like, I don't know if you saw it. You saw it, right? Avatar? Unobtainium?
The original.
Yeah. Right? The original Unobtainium. And then they're like, well, we're not going to let you land. Well, I'm so sorry, but the bad guys would have just nuked it from space and then mined the Unobtainium from their dead corpses. Yeah. They would have rolled the body from space. So it was hard to...
I'm with you on that part of it. I like the idea that you go in there, you get a new body, and then you could be somebody else.
I thought that was awesome.
Interesting considering
Ready
how many people
one.
Are doing the same shit online. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is too long. It's too predictable. But yeah, like you said, it's great looking. And then this one is all about the water. So I'm excited about that element of it.
It does have that vibe. I think it was a Mario, might have been a, there was a Disney movie. There was a Nintendo game that was all about swimming that I loved.
Oh, Wii game? Was it the Wii one?
I think it was a Wii game.
Yeah, Ocean, Deep Ocean, I think it's
called. Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah, wow. Water makes it fun.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Actually, I'll save this one for number one. We'll do Fouché, Simmer Down. This is Howard's.
Fouché is dating her girlfriend's father. Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's cool.
She does not fuck around.
No.
Whoa, that was it. That was the whole song.
Yeah.
It's 53 seconds.
I like it.
I love that. Yes,
yeah, like X-ray specs, that old kind of punk. It's like a lot of those kids now are bringing back the 90s stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that Riot Girl. 70s. That kind of like Riot Girl sound or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Female. Elastica and all
that. Yeah. It's a good sound to bring back. They seem like genuine with it.
Yeah.
The most exciting part of that song to me is that it's 53 seconds. We just heard every part you need to hear and it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to skip the second verse like you do on it.
Because you know any other time.
Ready for TikTok.
You're just going to hear what you just heard. You're just going to hear that again. Why not just cut it short?
Yeah. Yeah. Make it quick.
Do it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did that on one of our summer songs.
Which one?
Which one was it? Swimsuit. I can't remember. It's on Have Another Summer.
It's like being pointed out that that was a good idea, and even the people that worked on it.
I know, even we can't remember this song. No, but I remember specifically we had one, and it kind of goes on this epic journey, and then we debated like, the logical thing to do would be to start it again. You do another verse and that. And I was like, no, let's just do one. It's just one cycle. And
then maybe it was done. Last year's bathing suit or one of those.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Right on. Check those albums out, everybody.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my pick. This is The Abbey with 1,000 Dead Witches.
Very Halloween-y.
Is that one instrumentally? Yeah.
Dead
Souls.
There's more
curses
singing, but there's other parts that sound cool in that song. But yeah, some spooky heavy metal.
Good for this time of year. Leaves are dying. Let's hear about it.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Really, you probably saw it coming out there. It's the number one Thanksgiving song in the world.
There you go. I mean, I'll defy you to name another Thanksgiving song. There's Christmas songs out the wazoo. There's Halloween songs. Name another Thanksgiving song.
You can't.
You can't do it.
Cold Turkey? No, it doesn't count.
What about that Peanuts song?
Oh, what's that one?
The one from the Thanksgiving Peanuts?
I don't believe they had one. I know they did a Halloween. I know they did Christmas.
They got a I'll show you. Not that it belongs. Sure. But I'm not here. I'm not trying.
It's not legit. No, but this is an
Schultz
honest.
was a depressive. He passed it on to a lot of kids. I never got in a better mood ever from watching a Peanuts holiday special.
Seriously,
I had existential crisis as an 8-year-old. But
right, thanks. And every time I watch a Peanuts holiday thing, whenever I watch a Peanuts holiday thing. And Lucy does the football, everyone, right?
Yeah.
Depending on the year, I either laugh or I'm just enraged. I'm just like, and it's a crapshoot. I never know whether I'm going to hate her or just go, it's funny again.
That's so funny. You know what's happening, but you don't know how you'll feel
I don't know how I'm going to feel about it.
Right.
Totally. It's
Russian roulette every Thanksgiving. What holiday is that one? Is that a holiday one? Or she just does that in all of them.
She just does that all the time.
She does it, she does it in all the holiday ones.
She's
Halloween,
ruthless.
Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, good luck
turning Charlie
year.
Brown into a, he's going to be
a cuck.
Yeah, he's going to be a shooter or something.
Incel.
Yeah. Incel, for sure.
All right, coming in at number one.
I thought that was one.
I'm not paying $500 to watch douchebags eat turkey.
Nice.
I gotta fly home for Thanksgiving, but I'm not liking what I'm seeing when it's coming to the tickets. The price is too high online. Not paying all that money to be flying. Check it out. Every November, the same shit goes down. Mom calls me up and brings me down. Tells me I gotta fly back to her town just to watch some beanbags wolf turkey down. Airport gonna
there you
be
go.
So damn packed. Security.
Check it out, you guys. Tells a great story
that.
Of Thanksgiving.
The hidden truth. The dark side.
A tale of gratefulness.
Yeah. I said that as a fake song on stage. The great Patton Oswalt said, "You got to write that song." I said, all right, I will. And there it is. History.
Wow.
History made. I've said stuff on stage, and then Karen Kilgariff was like, you got to tell that joke every time. And I did not, but I did put it on an album, which is, you're familiar with the Irish goodbye? When your mom kills herself in a drunk driving accident when you're 7? That's a little dark. Killed in Dublin.
No wonder Karen liked it.
Killed in Dublin. Yeah, no wonder she liked it. Oh, man.
That's exciting. Hey, what album's that on? I'll tell people to go pick it up.
That's on the Hero album. I am not the hero of this story.
Right.
That's the name of the album.
Have you plans to record another one coming up, or are you working on stuff?
The new one's out, but not on anywhere because of lawyers. Congratulations on passing the bar. Not pleased with you. Anyway, wow. It's called.
It's not available anywhere.
I got hard copies in my garage, JackieCacia.com. It's also available on YouTube. The special is streaming on YouTube and on 800 Pound Gorilla's YouTube page. And then the album, you can buy it on Apple Music or Amazon Music.
Right on.
Or you can stream it. But it's called Staycation because we were home and my last name's Cation.
Oh, nicely done.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wordsmith, Cation.
And you're going to be in Toronto in
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Check that out, Canada. Good luck against your match against Belgium tomorrow.
All
in
right.
In the World Cup, if anybody's following that. Start. Where should
Kickball.
We send them?
Oh, yes. Jackie Cation. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, check out
Kickball.
Play It By Ear on Dropout TV, where we make up musicals as we go along. And check out Comedy Bang Bang World. We've passed our 1 year, anniversary back in October.
Hey,
and,
congrats.
It was all good news from there. It's going well. So hop on board over there. And as
Is
always...
Is Stitcher re-upping you guys? You got another year with Stitcher? Just kidding.
We're free from the Stitcher clutches. Speaking of Pandora problems.
Yeah.
That's SiriusXM over there. So this is the free cast at this point.
Right on.
Yeah,
right
but on. But Who Charted Pod, speaking of a free cast, this is a liberated podcast operation. But we operate based on your support. So when you go to whochartedpod.com, you can sign up for a tier and get Two Charted every single week. Get the entire back catalog of Two Charted and Who Charted.
And the Preem Streams.
And the Preem Streams. You can get it all.
Preem Stream.
Incredible history there. All at your fingertips. And
Hey,
it's less than a Twitter blue. Fake badge that gets you nothing.
Dude, check mark.
Yeah.
Light $8 on fire. Come on.
Remember back in the day when we were enraged that they wanted $8 for Twitter? Like, 10 years from now when it costs $1,000 a year.
Right. Yeah.
You were mad. Anyway, check out all that stuff. Check out haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Check out Drop Date Duel. Check out Grift Horse every week with Megan Beth Keister. And we will see you right here next week on
Who
Charted.
Bye.